This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
I'd love to say a very big good morning to Dolly Diamond.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
Welcome home, honey.
It is lovely to be back.
Well, I've missed you. How long have you been over the seas for?
Well, I was away a year, almost. Only that, I was in London when it was, you know, Christmas, and it was freezing. So I left. Oh. And then I was back in Melbourne for the summer. I don't really know. I mean, I'm all I know is I'm here now.
You're such a busy girl, Dolly. I don't know how you do it. And I have to say, when you get up in the morning and you hose yourself down in the shower, how do you get out looking as effervescent and as crease-free as you do this morning?
Well, I was just imagining myself being... You know, in the shower. No, we've got to show business. That's the way I do it.
Always a glint in her eye.
Is that Estee Lauder Youth Dew I can smell in the air?
Yes.
On to boot.
Look, she's scrubbed and polished. Now, tell us, Dolly, you've had a busy couple of weeks, but it's Christmas time now.
Yes.
And it's a time of giving and it's a time of celebrating.
Receiving.
Yes, as well.
Yes, you wanted to go.
Well, I was thinking it.
Yes. No, well, yes, don't think it with me, you say it.
And
he's blushing now. Isn't he cute when he blushes?
Yes.
Am I blushing?
Yes.
Oh, it's just like that beautiful red dress you wear at Christmas.
I love wearing red. It's, you know, dangerous.
Do you wear red stockings as well as the red dress?
I do not.
Oh.
No. Oh, no stockings at all.
I didn't say that.
I think that
at my age, you've got to wear those.
Torpor.
Oh. Yes.
Are they gusseted? I love that word, gusset.
Do you?
I don't know why. It's like, you know.
Is it like moist?
Gusseted.
Yes, it's in like gusset.
Yes.
Now, reinforced gusset.
I've got a friend of mine who works over in the Pride of our Footscray.
Oh, yes.
So I want to say a very good morning to them. A wonderful venue who have actually been doing an awful lot of good stuff in the past 12 months,
yes.
Just putting on different acts. And apparently this weekend, or coming up to, I think, Friday, they might be celebrating Christmas, Dolly.
They are. What a wonderful segue. Oh. Isn't it seamless?
What are you up to?
I'm going to be, and you're right, they are doing amazing things over there. You know, a year or so ago, I went along there. I'd never been, and I'm going to be honest, you know, I thought, Footscray, I'm not going all the way to bloody Foot.
Who crosses the bridge?
Well, I don't want to. I've spent most of my life under it. I didn't want to go, and listen, I loved it. Now, I know I've got a gig coming up, so I might say that, but no, it is such a great venue.
And I've been following, so Young Mitch is the guy I know over there. He's done a great job trying to decorate the place and make it all nice and covered it in beautiful murals, and he gets dressed up every weekend and tries that stuff. And he says they are looking forward to this coming Friday because they really want to have a party and they want to celebrate all things Christmassy, Dolly.
Yes.
And who does Christmas better than you?
Well, maybe Santa, but other than that.
Close second.
Listen, I love it. I'm working with my gorgeous musical director, Cameron Thomas, and we'll be there doing lots of lovely festive carols and some not lovely ones. And Matt runs that venue and is really doing amazing work, and I love it. I love it there.
Yeah, fantastic.
And all on the 9th.
Dolly, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We were asking, one of our questions we've been asking this morning is about memorable gifts. And seeing as it's Christmas time,
yes.
We just thought, has anyone ever given you something as a gift that's memorable? And what would your most memorable gift be?
Oh, I would imagine this is a difficult one, isn't it? A little bit of warning might have been nice,
no,
but it doesn't matter. And I don't think anything springs to mind.
Oh, darling.
No.
We're,
I wonder if your listeners might all want to donate something. No.
Why don't they come back and tell
you
us?
You know what?
What would you give to Dolly as a memorable gift?
No, that is not a question.
I love it.
That's dangerous, that one. Listen, I've got to be honest. I love working at Christmas and New Year. I don't, in London, used to do Christmas and New Year. It was the busiest, you know, because it was freezing and very real Christmas.
And all those lights down Regent Street and Oxford Street.
Yes, and they are lovely right up till Christmas and New Year. And then after that, it's just awful over there.
It's dull.
I love a summery Christmas. I love being in Melbourne. And listen, I go over to London because I can work and visit mates. But Melbourne's really, for me, my most memorable gift. I think it is for me. And I know this is going to sound soppy, but I love spending Christmas with family and mates. Gifts to me, I think if I need anything or want anything, I go out and get it. And nowadays, I need, you know, great mates around me and whatever my family is, you know.
That's beautiful, Dolly. That's a very nice thought.
Well, I meant it.
Like last time I saw you at Christmas time, I think it was crazy. It was probably maybe 1 or 2 years ago, and it was at the beautiful Butterfly Club. And it was like 45 degrees or something.
Yes.
And we were melting. And I have to confess, I was a little bit tipsy. And I think you were like melting a little bit because the lights were hot and the venue was just so, so warm. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember it being really warm. And if my memory serves me correct, you were drunk off your ass.
That's
all right. That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Dolly was trying to get me to talk and I could barely talk because my mouth was like...
And now look at you. I don't judge. I do not judge.
That's nice. I do.
I wasn't in a good place that night.
No, you were wet. Of course you were.
Now, Dolly, are you going to go back there again this year?
No. Oh, yes, I am. You reminded me. Listen, I've been working with an incredible performer by the name of Tash York.
And legendary. Listen,
somebody asked me this morning, actually, if I've adopted her. And no, I haven't. She doesn't need adopting. And but we are working together. We are doing a Christmas gig at the Butterfly Club late December. And
I think 22nd and 23rd are the dates. If you want to jump on in there, you can jump onto the Butterfly Web Club. Butterfly Club website. I'm sure they'll be able to sort you out with some tickets.
And they've got air conditioning now.
Oh, thank God for that.
I know.
That was seriously. And I'm telling you.
Moist.
It was. Well, moist isn't the word. It must have been 50 degrees in that room.
Oh, yeah. That's a hygienist issue.
It was an absolute shocker.
That's why you drank so much.
Yeah.
You were thirsty.
Yes.
I just didn't realise it was pure tequila.
No, that's very true.
I liked it. I lost weight.
I'm sure.
That's why I liked it.
Well done for you.
The only reason I'm going back.
that's
to another couple of pounds.
Hey, we've got a listener message in, Dolly.
Oh, yeah.
Paul from Eaglemont has sent in a message saying, Dolly, will you join us on the gay tradies float? We need people who know how to manage a tool. What's this about? My little head.
Paul, you're going to have to expand on that. What float and where? Are we talking particular march?
The answer is yes.
There you go.
Wow. Whenever.
Check with your manager? You're just saying yes to gigs left, right, and centre.
I manage myself.
Oh, here we are.
Other than when I mismanage myself.
Do you need to check with Tash as well? Would she need to be informed of your decision to go off and jump on a float with what you're ladies?
We're only working together. We're not married.
nor parental adoption sort of arrangement. No.
Dolly, while we've got you here, Midsummer. Midsummer launched this week.
Oh, it was wonderful. Long,
but wonderful. I didn't see you there. Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, didn't it go on for an hour and a half?
I know. I loved almost every minute.
And God bless Karen.
For all we know, it's still going.
Was there drinks and nibbles while they were banging on?
I think you got one drink.
I'm so glad.
If I'd have known the bar was going to be charging afterwards, I would have gone back and got a couple of extras while we were watching.
No.
200 plus events in 120 venues across 23 days. The biggest and the best midsummer we've probably had here in Melbourne.
It's
ever
amazing, isn't it? And no wonder it went on that launch, because there's a lot in there.
And I want to say thank you to Karen Bryant, because I thought Karen was really going to take us through all 200 of those blooming acts all the way through the night.
It isn't an easy job. Bob, is it though, when you're announcing everything and you know you're so passionate about it. She's an incredible woman.
And it was a very, very wonderful event. So thank you to all of the Midsummer team. It was a great evening. Are you looking forward to Midsummer, Dolly?
Yes. Oh, I love it. You know, it's my 19th Midsummer.
You don't look old enough to do 19 Midsummers.
Yes, there we go. Yes. And you mustn't mention anything I'm in. All they've got to do is get the guide, and there is so much on, and I don't mind what you go to as long as you get out there and go to it.
Absolutely. And I have to say, if you haven't seen the Midsummer program, midsummer.org.au, you can jump on the website and take a look. It'll really
Isn't
brighten up your summer.
Beautiful.
Yes. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
I cannot wait, Dolly. I'm actually going to be here. If you want to be available on the phone, I'm going to be here on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day. Ando's going to be here on Boxing Day.
I am in the afternoon, reuniting with Annie Louie, bringing Annie back into the Annie and Ando back together. We're going to do recovery and requests on Boxing Day afternoon.
I love that.
Christmas leftovers, I'm calling us.
Yes.
Annie didn't like that title. The working title.
That's all
I said,
right.
Where are the leftovers?
I'm opening Christmas stockings on Christmas morning.
Hey, I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. You were talking about the summer and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Christmas Day weather forecast in the paper the other day.
Yes. What is it?
Wet.
Oh.
You know, Melbourne Christmas is either a thunderstorm or 45 degrees.
You know what? I've given up worrying.
Okay.
You know, all we know is you've got to enjoy it. And if the weather's not right, we've only got ourselves to blame.
Yep.
You know, we've got to do something about it.
And the eggnog.
Which is why I rode my bicycle to Joy this morning.
Did you get on your bike this morning?
Yes.
In that year?
Yes.
How on earth do you manage to cycle in those heels?
Well, because
carefully.
I take them off. I wear little runners.
And the big, long, dangly earrings probably just balance you so you actually...
Yes. They're not my earrings.
Wow. And your fanny pack to keep all your stuff in?
No, I left her at home.
Dolly, we're running out of time. Thank you,
Aren't we all?
Thank you, Emma. <Aren't we all? laughs> Thank you for coming in this morning.
I loved it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.